Begin the current daf, the sentence made cotton daf yet aleph. Begin on the base. Begin the next parak, second parak. Begin with taste the master. Begin with the of the gemara of the mishnah. Bisa Emir Bisi says that zayla v'gemer v'gav kedaka, that you could actually pour it and you could finish it and you could seal it in the normal way. Now, pish b'kunches lishna achrina. Rashi in a second version explains that v'gav, why are we allowed to seal the aleph barrel, which is not as critical as by the wine. So they could say that because there would be a loss. How so? Because if you transport it without a cover, it's going to spill. Yeshua says, some want to say that the tzarach lechaseis, you have to cover it in the ashratzim because bugs are going to get it. But Miu says, but magufa le tzarach, seemingly you wouldn't need a cover for that. The day bekisimur, there would be enough seemingly just to cover it with a small little insignificant cover. Which says, v'shem en chadosh miskalkul, the gears of v'shem chadosh miskalkul. Maybe that new one would get ruined if you don't cover it with the appropriate cover, and if it would be permitted. Next taste master begins the Gemara. Even cholamoyed, that's true melacha the midrash because it's actually biblically forbidden to do melacha. Which says parakam perashli in the first paragraph of Beza Menalva, the maschal mashkin. Taste explained that we you learn that from Sukkim that melacha is forbidden on cholamoyed, which tells us it's derais. Next taste master the beginning of the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda says abzeri mechuli could even plant, which interestingly says taste but masnita in machmer Rabbi Yehuda. In the Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda is more machmer than Rabbi Yisi, and he holds that you only allowed to squeeze the first beam and then you leave it till after the yomtiv. Whereas we can't make here in the Brisa is being more lenient than the Rabbanan, where he lets you even plant the plowed field, and the Rabbanan would say it's asa. Next test master to begin with the Gemara Bayru Logoth, where you could seal the pit, but Svar Machayrim, other texts read Kadoi, that he actually could seal the covering of his barrel. Next test master to begin with the Gemara B'shimim Lil Emir V'chulu, which by something of loss, like if his aleph is already turned over and there's no other professional but him, then he could do it discreetly. Shteisa says, "Ravak abdei Reb Shimon Gamliel nami moedel Reb Sheish Bereid David." Even though he agrees to Reb Sheish Bereid David, the das sudin b'mei avloi that it's forbidden to do these things, even things that are permitted to be done chalamay because of avloi are forbidden to be done in the days of mourning. So how could he do it by himself? But says Shteisa, Maida, he agrees, Heicha the Insham Omen Elohu, that yeah, if there's no professional but him, the Shari there would be permitted as long as Batin, as long as done discreetly. Now, Taisa explains this that we find that these halacha biyasa de acherim, that there are certain situations like by the sharecropper or other things that it should be done through others. Why is that permitted? Mishum said the Damascus because of the loss of the one who rented it out to him. So therefore, Shari never be permitted through others. Now, Pagabi Evloid, the Shari who asked me, now during his mourning, where we permit him to do it himself, that's the ain't sham sheyasa kamaisa, that's where no one could do the equivalent of him. And regarding the halacha ba'umin l'ram, mesaper b'chulu, when he's a professional that's needed by the public, and a barber, and b'chulu, etc., things like that, that's mishum t'tzerv d'dabim b'regila, that's because the public needs him, and it's not for the yamtiv, but t'tzar le'el, therefore previously we said that's permitted. Now, b'yesh mefarshim, now those who explain, t'hodosh shirin l'ovel asma, this that we permit the ovel for himself to do, is k'shlo yimzachim, if he cannot find others. Can the mashma lashon like the wording sounds like if it ain't shalom, there's no other professional but him. But initially, it should be done through others, even though they're not as proficient as him. But according to that reasoning, or the gear says, you don't know what the brisa means later on that says that if a person was hired out, if they're a donkey driver or a sailor, when they're hired out by others, why don't you have to do it through others, where it sounds like Hari Eliyasa, they could do it themselves. But says, according to the first reasoning, that if there's no one else like him, he's allowed to do it himself, so that makes sense, because the Emesh Yasa, there was a Ba'isai, there's no one that could do it like him. Sheyesh Umnus, the Chamar Begam of Safan, this profession of a donkey driver, a camel driver, and a sailor. But according to the Yesh Mefarshim, that even if he's not as proficient, but you could find someone else, it should be done through someone else, so why would it then be permitted to be done by himself?